KRWG News Time is 6:45. Good morning. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Attorneys are preparing for opening arguments in a corruption trial against a former New Mexico State Senator accused of using his elected position to profit from the sale of a state-owned building. Opening arguments were scheduled for this morning in the trial of ex-Senator Phil Griego on charges that include bribery, fraud, perjury, unlawful interest in a public contract, and violation of ethical principles of service. A jury was selected on Monday. The 69-year-old former Santa Fe councilman denies wrongdoing. Prosecutors at the state attorney general's office say Griego used his former position as a lawmaker to arrange a $50,000 commission on the sale of a downtown building in Santa Fe. On the Tuesday Health Watch, polycystic kidney disease, also called PKD. It causes cysts to grow on the kidneys and can lead to kidney failure. There's no cure, but researchers like Dr. Vishal Patel at UT Southwestern Medical Center are working to find treatments. He talked with Sam Baker about PKD and his work.
This disease runs in families, passed on from one generation to the next. The clinical hallmark of this disease is the massive enlargement of both kidneys. A normal person, their kidneys should be the size of their fist. In people with polycystic kidney disease, each kidney can grow to be as large as a football.
Do we know what causes this?
There are mutations in two specific genes called polycystic kidney disease 1 and polycystic kidney disease 2, PKD1, PKD2. And there are thousands of mutations present in each of these genes, and those mutations are basically the cause of this disease.
We have talked about various diseases in this series over time that you can have for long periods of time without knowing it, and PKD is right up there on the list.
Absolutely. The most common variety is adult onset. Even though the patients are born with the mutation, they don't feel any symptoms. So the disease actually can go undetected for years until their 40s or their 50s. The other thing I'd like to mention is that not everybody who inherits the mutation will develop kidney failure. 50% of people with the mutated genes end up getting kidney failure requiring dialysis or transplant. There are other 50% who actually will have cysts in their kidneys, but their kidneys will continue to have some level of function, not requiring dialysis or kidney transplant.
So I'm thinking then, who would be most concerned about having PKD? Someone who knows their family history?
Yes.
Or maybe someone who is thinking of having children?
Having PKD does not affect pregnancy in that there isn't a high risk of pregnancy complications. It is possible that your child will not have the disease because there's a 50% chance. Even if the child has the disease, it will not be evident until 40 or 50 years later. So many patients actually decide to have children of their own, taking this chance. Considering that the disease does not become prevalent or manifest itself until later in life, it is possible that some treatment will be available by then, and it will not be as problematic of a disease that it is right now.
Currently, you can't cure it. Can you treat it, though?
We instruct the patients to maintain a generally healthy lifestyle, which includes adequate hydration, nutrition, not smoking, exercise, and the usual things. Unfortunately, in the United States, there isn't any approved treatment specifically for polycystic kidney disease. However, recent clinical research data have shown that a drug called tolvaptan seems to slow polycystic kidney disease growth in these patients. In fact, authorities in Japan, Canada, and the EU have approved this medication. The FDA, the United States authority, has not approved the medication yet because of concerns that this medication may have potential side effects. However, additional research with tolvaptan is going on, and my expectation is that in a couple years, the FDA, after reviewing the newer clinical data from tolvaptan, will probably approve this medication for treatment for patients with PKD in the United States. There are numerous research efforts going on across the nation internationally, including my own lab here at UT Southwestern, that have worked on finding new drugs that may someday be used for treatment with polycystic kidney disease.
How are you progressing with that?
There are several drugs that are in what we call preclinical trials, tested in murine models of polycystic kidney disease, mice, rats, etc. Others that have progressed to phase 2 trials, they have been tested in humans with polycystic kidney disease. So I'm very hopeful that a treatment which would slow the progression of polycystic kidney disease will come in the next 10 years or so. We'll have multiple options.
Dr. Patel, thank you for being with me.
Thanks so much.